Good morning. First of all, I want to thank you for the privilege and the honor it was to send for us to go to India. Thank you for sending us there to be a part of Grace Baptist Church, India, and the ministry of Jacob and Prashanti Gadala. We were able to see many sides of their ministry. As you can see by the slide, they are in construction and currently building on because they are outgrowing the facilities. The bottom level of what we added on is for extra parking for all their scooters, and on the top part, the second level up, will be an expansion of where they have their meeting place because they are busting at their seams. And you can see that they're building a baptism there, and we were actually privileged to see their first baptism that they had in their new baptismal, even though it wasn't complete. That was great to be able to see. Something else that we were able to see of their ministries, we went to see three different missions that the Grace Baptist India has themselves. The first one, this is Pastor Elisha's home church. He holds two home churches and just an amazing ministry. They are actually building this particular mission church. We drove about an hour or so to get out there, and Pastor Elisha and his wife Sarah are building this church, and they're in need of funds to put a roof on it. And they actually meet in there when it's not raining for one of their church services. So if you'll be praying for them. The second mission church, and this is a picture of their village. It got, and these are people that they're hoping to minister to. The second church that we visited was another village church. This is a church that the Gadalas actually had ministry, and they replaced the roof that was blown off during the cyclone that happened last October. An exciting ministry to see there, what God is doing, people excited to serve the Lord and to know more about him. And the third church also that we visited, we were privileged to be part of what was a dedication. You can see the pink line across there. Many people came out. This was way out in the village, and it was a very interesting experience. And I told people in the first service, if you want to hear more about that, I'll tell you more about that one. But it was really good. And Rich was able to speak through Jacob as a translator to all three of these churches. Rich had opportunity to teach a Bible college class while he was there. He's in one of the pictures from there. And he also taught in the Bible conference, and he taught in Sunday morning service as well. These are some of the pastors who were part of these missions that we saw, and a few extra that attended the Bible conference. It was just a sweet time of fellowship, even across cultural barriers, language barriers. I had the privilege of being able to do a ladies' Bible study, which I didn't know I was doing until I got there, but it was really cool. I had some people praying, and God worked it. It was just an amazing time, and just to see these ladies sit and pray for hours for the Bible conference that was coming up. And then I was able to teach our Bible conference classes too, and just helpfully be able to encourage them in the Lord and hand some things off that were made by some ladies here too to them. And some of you have been praying for this girl. Her name is Lalita, and I've been in touch with her since a year ago, so when we were there. She still doesn't know the Lord, but the God opened up a wonderful opportunity for me to sit and talk with her, share Christ, and see where she is. If you'll continue to pray for her. One of the things that was a huge blessing to me, but also I was thrilled to be a part of, is just to be able to be with the people there, encourage them, see the people that we had seen before. These are the people after their Bible conference day. They take off of work, they'll come to Bible conference, and they feed them there. It's just amazing their commitment that they have. And these are some of the other ladies. The little note there is one of the girls in the bottom. That's Prashanti Gadala with me, and another lady that I call Kitty because I can't pronounce her name. She wrote notes for me so I could understand all of the Telugu that was going on during the service, because we sat through a lot of Telugu we didn't understand. But it's easy to see people being excited about the Lord. You cannot mistake that. It was great. And one thing, there's a lot of beauty in India pictures. There's a lot of things that aren't so pretty. There's a lot of dirt. There's a lot of disorder. There's a lot of poverty. Things are just, you would not find exactly attractive. The people are. And the thing is that that really struck me, some of the stories. And I'm sorry, I had to throw in the picture of the cows, because I just, every time I saw cows there, I laughed. The thing that really struck me is that there is, even with all the beauty that there can be and the contrast, is the darkness that there is. This is a picture of a monkey god, one of the 300 million gods that they serve, worship. And it's very has this country very, very oppressed. There's Hindu temples almost everywhere you go. I have this picture of this power here because it shows you kind of what things are like there, but it also reminded me of the power that Hinduism holds over these people. And some of the testimonies that were shared with us of how when the mom accepted the Lord, they were kicked out of their home with the children with nowhere to live. And the one girl who wrote the Telugu out for me, particularly when she was a little girl, her mom was kicked out and she was beaten daily. And then she was allowed to live with some relatives for a while. Her father eventually came to know the Lord, and they were rejoined together. And her dad was actually the first funeral that they had, a Christian funeral in their home. Just beautiful, these people with beautiful testimonies, and they give so much. Same, the man in the middle, the same thing. Kicked out of his home with his mom because they chose to be Hindus, not to be Hindus. And it begged the question of me, what does my faith cost me? What does our faith cost us? And it was on the plane coming home, I got choked up thinking about that. Matthew 19:29 says, "And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children for my name's sake will receive many times as much." And it's so easy for us not to see the price that's paid to be a believer. And I hope that to whom much is given, much is required, that we will remember that what we have here and be willing to share. A couple prayer requests, and Rich will share some of this, but the Gadalas are in need of building costs. They just went ahead and built, whether they had the money or not. That man, their faith is phenomenal. It's wonderful. And they also need to be able to buy some property that's adjoining. Ask us to pray for that. Please also pray for them, mostly for them reaching out to the community. The first day we were there, we met another girl who had decided to become a new believer. Her name was Jody, and her husband wasn't. And this is another ministry that is encouraging believers and reaching out. Thank you.
It indeed is a privilege for us as Grace Bible Church to be partnered with Grace Baptist Church in Visakhapatnam, India. God is doing a tremendous work among those people. The new Prime Minister of India is Hindu, and that has created some new challenges for the church over there, so we need to make sure that we are praying for them. The one way that they do reach out in their community is the first Sunday of every month they have communion at the Lord's table, and then after that they go out to a particular community, part of the city. Most people live in apartment buildings that are anywhere from 3 to 5 stories high. And the whole church congregation will walk down the streets of that community, and they will be singing the hymns and songs of the church. And then when they reach a certain point, they will gather around and Jacob will preach a message. And the acoustics are great because it's all these concrete buildings around. And that's how they reach out. 3-4 years ago, when Jacob was over here finishing his biblical studies and receiving his PhD, there were people there in Visakhapatnam who were praying for a pastor to come and teach them the Word of God. They didn't know who that was, but when Jacob arrived, they recognized him as the answer to their prayers. And God is flourishing that ministry over there. In the auditorium where they meet, they can pack in about 170, 180 people, but on Sunday morning, they've got people's chairs set up actually outside the front doors of the church, and people are sitting out there. They can't fit everybody in, which is why they're building that extension. They've already started that. You saw some pictures in there. Once they build that extension, they get to the second floor, they'll tear out a wall and it'll extend the auditorium, and they'll be able to fill that up to between 300 to 350 people. And that is how God is blessing that ministry. So be in prayer for that and their ministry that they have to surrounding village churches. They are helping them, encouraging them, praying for them. So many of them lost roofs in the cyclone that came through last October, and Jacob and his church are helping those churches rebuild and put roofs back on their churches. And so they're very much an outreaching church, tight community. I love the people there because they are so hungry for the Word of God. They just love the teaching of the Word of God. And it's delightful to see how the gospel is transforming a people there in the country of India. So thank you for the privilege that was ours to be able to go and minister to them. It was truly a mutual benefit there, long-lasting friendships that will continue for a very long time.